Thank you for calling, Lamont. This is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hey, my name is John Hinkle. I was calling to check up on basically the end of my subscription.
Hi, John Hinkle.
Yep.
Okay, bear with me just a moment. Yes, sir. I'm showing the solar system collection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at 10316 Winepress Avenue.
Correct.
Okay, yes, sir. Showing the most recent one was shipped out on 3/23 of 2021. And you're calling in regards to the end of the collection?
Yeah, so I wanted to cancel after I received my last shipment, but I was still wanting to get issue 36. Because issue 36 I never received, and I guess I keep being told that it's still on back order. And then I was supposed to get 52, 53, 54, and 55, which I had already paid for in the mail, or like they took it out of my credit card last month, and they're supposed to be coming in the mail. I never got that one either, so I was checking on that one.
Okay. And you said that was 36? What was the first one?
Yeah, issue 36 I never received, and then I think it was like 52, and then whatever was supposed to be on that last shipment.
Okay. I'm showing a reship was sent for 46. That was in April. And then
yeah, that was something else that was misshipped. So I'm still waiting on 36, which was the planet Neptune in the arm, plus the magazine.
Okay. Yes, sir. It looks like when you spoke with Marvin, he did go ahead and get that canceled for you on the 23rd of April. So nothing else was coming out.
Well, I had already paid for 52 on, and I was told that I was supposed to get issue 36 also, like, because that one never got shipped to me.
Okay.
So I had already paid for issues 52 on, so I was canceling after that shipment.
Yes, sir. Is this the charge that was on the 23rd?
There was a charge. Hold on, let me check.
Sure.
I want to say it was, April 23rd. And that was for issues 52 on.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm so sorry. That was a pre-authorization. So that automatically went back to your bank.
Okay. Well, I thought I was still getting that because I told him I wanted to get that one.
No, sir. The pre-authorization, that would have auto-reversed with your bank, and then no other shipments would have went out after issue 51. Yeah.
Yeah, so I got through 51, and I never received 36. I wanted to get 52, and that's what I told the guy. I was like, well, I already paid for that next series of shipments, so I didn't know they refunded that.
Okay.
I need to look at my credit card statement now.
Absolutely, yeah. But let me double check on our shipment real quick. Give me one moment. Okay, so in the next one, I'm showing 52, 54, 55, and I actually don't see 36 in that one.
I know, I'm still waiting on that because it's been on back order. I never received it. It got skipped over.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. But unfortunately, because it's canceled, it's not going to ship anything
else.
He told
me, I mean, I had paid for that one back when it was skipped over, and then I wanted to get those. He told me I was going to still get the 36, which was on back order, and that I was going to still receive the 52. Because
mm-hmm.
he wasn't canceling those. I wanted to get those. I just wanted to cancel after that.
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. We don't have that ability. If it's canceled, nothing else can go out except for the reship. That went out on the 27th, and then the account would never have pushed forward. It doesn't move forward after cancellation. And we can't pre-cancel, like, in the future. We don't have that ability either. We can suspend, but we can't future cancel.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing the payment anymore from April.
Because mm-hmm. the only time that we would ship something out is if the payment went through. Payment goes through, we ship. It pre-authorizes about 30 days before ship out. That's pretty normal for the system. It's done that for the whole time that you've had the account, but it auto-reverses until it gets ready to ship.
So is there any way that I can get that last issue sent out, and then is there any way that it's 36 back in stock?
I would have to reactivate the account to see that.
Okay.
Okay, so we have to move for you. Okay, so I reactivated it, and I actually don't see anything out of stock. So it would proceed with the final shipments, so the 32 through 35, and the 36 will be continued. Once the actual account is over with and all shipments have been sent for that collection, it will auto-cancel. It won't send future shipments.
Okay, well, so yeah, I needed 36, and then I needed that last set of 52 on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Now that it's activated, the next ship I'm showing is on the 8th of this month. We can push that for you if we need to, but it'll just proceed until it runs out of the issues.
Okay, yeah. So I can call up and cancel after I get the next set?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Right. But you're telling me that's going to have issue 36 and 52 in it?
No. It'll have 52, 54, and 55. I don't see issue 36 in the next one. So it would proceed
okay.
after that.
Well, I need a reshipment on that one because I never got it. So if it's not out of stock, I need that reshipped. Is what
okay,
I'm trying to say. Like, it got skipped over. Like, I paid for it some months ago because I'm already at the end of the first half of the solar system thing, which is what 52 is. So episode 52 is the last part to the Ori. So I was wanting to get that, and then I was needing that reship on 36 because it didn't get shipped out with the shipment it was supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that was because it was on back order.
Not at this time, it's not.
Okay, so if I can get that as a reship and then get the next order placed.
Well, that's the problem, sir. It was never shipped, so I can't reship it. But I'm going to go ahead and escalate it and see if they can modify the next shipment and have it added.
Okay.
Give me just a moment. Okay, I do have that escalation. So over just advising them that you would like 52 through 55 as well as 36.
Correct.
Okay, I have that sent over. And would you prefer a call or an email just in case?
Just the email notification should be sufficient.
Okay, the one we have on file is J-H-I-N-K, looks like 14@gmail.com.
It should be L4.
L4, okay, yes, sir. And we are all set. Did you have any further questions for me at this time?
No, thank you.
Okay, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.